Can you all hear me? All right, I think you can. All right, what is up, everybody? This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for Analog Archives, only on CJSF. And when I say only on CJSF, the show really can only be on CJSF because tonight and every Thursday night from 6 to 7, I am going to be playing the analog archives of this radio station for all of you. And this week we've got another sort of loose mixed bag of music ready to play for all of you. I'm going to be starting off with this album. It's a vinyl record in my hands at the moment. It is from a group from the UK called Dallas Carr. And this album is called The Waking Hour, and I believe it's the only full-length album that this group ever released. And I'll talk a bit more about it throughout the hour, but I thought I would play it, start off with some music right into the hour. Once again, Dallas Carr, with the title track, Dallas Carr. Hope you enjoy. I say hope you enjoy, but I also have to, you know, start it or something. Once again, Dallas Carr with Dallas Carr.
Tall buck buildings telling tales. Is this spring or fall? Time is waiting on the floor. A gold rabbit from home. My friend is clawing at the dial. It tells us 2:30. Thank you.
All right, and we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. That was Dallas Carr with Dallas Carr. Now, the one thing I love about this show is that, you know, Dallas Carr is a group that I had never heard of until about a few hours ago, actually. And so, you know, obviously I had to look into them. And what I could find was that Dallas Carr was a duo of Peter Murphy and Mick Karn. This was after Peter Murphy had been a part of another band called Bauhaus in the UK as well. And after taking a hiatus from his music career, he wanted to record again. And apparently he had said at some point, quote, "As a solo artist, I had to learn to make records without this machine I'd been a part of. I had no skill, no idea what I should do. I was suddenly a solo person writing from where, from what perspective? So I was looking to find what I had to offer." So Murphy this time was looking for a collaborator. And around the same time, Mick Karn, who was part of the art pop band Japan, was also struggling with his solo career. So they ended up meeting because of an interview that Murphy did with a Japanese journalist for the magazine Music Life, in which he spoke very admirably about Mick Karn's work. So then they ended up starting a group together. Unfortunately, that group was very short-lived. Other than an EP that they put out in 2011, there were issues and conflicts, and apparently in the whole recording sort of process of this album, they weren't even together for a lot of it, and they were sort of passing tapes to one another. Yeah, maybe you can hear some of that in this recording, but I am unsure. Anyways, I thought I would give you a little info on this group before playing the very next song, which is His Box. Let's see what this one sounds like. Thank you.
desperately looks for the door, blinded by the fool inside. Everything is happening in his box. Giggling out of sight. There's no such thing as shame. With the light blow, the box has gone. He's with himself again.
Thank you so much. That was Dallas Carr with his box. Dallas Carr with his box. And then next track you're hearing right now, this one is Cornwall Stone. Stay tuned. This is Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, and we are back with CJSF 90.1 FM's Analog Archives. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour, playing you all the hottest records and tapes from the CJSF archives. That's a lie. They're not that hot. But when I say that, I mean temperature-wise. I think these are actually pretty hot, in my opinion. Anyways, that once again was Dallas Carr. And from what I could find, this was a group that had a lot of disagreements on how the music should sound and how it should turn out. And it wasn't until 2010 that they actually announced that they were going to do a reunion project. And that project did end up coming out. It was an EP, but unfortunately, at that point, one of their members, Mick Karn, was diagnosed with cancer, and he died shortly around that time. But it is very interesting, you know, considering that this album came out in the 80s, and over 2 decades later, they decided to start making music again, and they did. And hopefully I can play that on another episode. I gotta check if we have that, but honestly, we probably do. And I think that's just a really, really cool thing that I can sort of just, every episode, every week, every hour, feels like I'm learning something new. And hopefully you all are too. So that being said, I'm gonna shift to another album within the CJSF collection. This one is from a group by the name of Celestial Magenta. It's off of an album called Let's Rumble, and it's from 1995. The one thing I love about the tapes here at CJSF is they always have some like fun little notes and things on them. I feel like people, especially, you know, in sort of like DIY scenes, like always put so much love and care into these tapes. One thing I love reading out too is the special thanks section. So we've got special thanks to Dean Scott, Kate Waddy, Art Perry, Dave Chong, Brian Phillips, Fife, Caroline, Scott, Angela, Sarah, Clay, Rob, Jeff, Herder, and anyone else we forgot because we are stupid and ungrateful. Wow. Anyways, I actually don't really know anything about what I'm about to play, which is exciting. This is Celestial Magenta with Let's Rumble, a band from 1995, from Vancouver as well. So let's see what we find. This is Celestial Magenta with The Librarian. It's a burden song. All right. Once again, that was Celestial Magenta with The Librarian, I believe. Again, a group that I was not able to find a lot on, but when you go into the liner notes of this tape, you can see that for vocals and guitars, we've got Monica Cromie. On bass, we've got Carla George. And on drums, we've got Linda Stevens. All songs by Celestial Magenta and all words by Monica Cromie. This was recorded and mixed in Vancouver at Skeletone Studios by Dion Scott. If anyone knows anything about that, please let me know. In fact, if you know anything about anything that I'm talking about or you just want to talk, you can text 778-782-2573. That is right, 778-782-2573, and I will see the text pop up, believe it or not. Anyways, I'm going to be playing a bit more of Celestial Magenta. This next track is titled Small. This is the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, you are listening to the Analog Archives, only on CJSF. That was the track Small by Celestial Magenta, a rock group from the 90s based in Vancouver. And it looks like they did have a bit of a presence, but when I, you know, looked into this tape specifically, Let's Rumble, I really cannot find a single thing, so I really would like to know. Are we the only ones with this tape? Probably not, but it's cool to think so. Anyways, I'm going to be playing another track from this album. This one's titled Bridges. Once again, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the Analog Archives, CJSF's in-house archive show. This is Bridges once again with Celestial Magenta.
But I'm